trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Tournament time is all about Jake's Mint Chew and the 15.99% off on our delicious non-tobacco, non-nicotine chew.
15.99? I thought we were going to call it the sweet...
Wait, don't say it. The whole phrase is owned.
Owned?
Owned.
That's what you want to call our great deals on Jake's Mint Chew, the succulent 15?
Yes, the succulent 15.99.
You're getting close to a lawsuit, fella.
Don't worry about it. Best deal we've ever had.
Wow. Okay, so let's get this straight. It's the Jake's Mint Chew Succulent 15, where you get 15.999% off 10 delicious flavors of Jake's Mint Chew?
I think you added an extra 9, but yeah. The USDA certified Mint Chew that actually helps you quit dipping tobacco.
All right, so go to jakesmintchew.com and enter Mint at checkout and get 15.99% off right now. Limited time only.
Now that's sweet.
Shut your mouth.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Radio. To Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR, and HD Chicago.
HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
501, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves host a sports career fair this Thursday. Before the game, visit ChicagoWolves.com. College basketball, the NCAA tournament opens up with two play-in games tomorrow, and then later in the week, the heavyweights get into action, and that includes Wisconsin, the number one seed in the West, and center Frank Kaminsky is pretty proud of that top seed for the Badgers.
You know, it's awesome. First number one seed in our school's history, so that's an accomplishment in and of it itself. But we have a lot of goals and aspirations in the NCAA tournament, so we're going to prepare for our first game and be ready when we're tip the ball up and ready to go.
And you can listen and watch all the NCAA tournament games live on 670thescore.com. And to participate in the CBS National Contest Bracket Challenge, log on to 670thescore right now. As for Illinois, it's back to the NIT for the second straight year, and they play at Alabama tomorrow. We'll have the broadcast right here on the Score beginning at 8 o'clock. Exhibition baseball, they're in the sixth inning. San Diego shutting out the Cubs 7-0. John Lester, 3 1/3 innings this afternoon. 7 hits, 6 earned runs, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. Meanwhile, in the sixth inning, the White Sox and Arizona tied at 2. Carlos Rodon going 3 innings, a couple of hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 3 Ks, and 1 hit batter. In hockey, the Blackhawks back in action tomorrow night hosting the New York Islanders. The Hawks have won 2 in a row. They're in third place in the Central Division, but just 5 points behind the two first place teams at St. Louis and Nashville. And then pro basketball, the Bulls are off until Wednesday when they host Indiana. The Bulls have dropped 5 of 6, and they have dropped to the fourth seed in the East, and they're just one game in front of Washington. Interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score. It's brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. Text to 67011 and we'll send you a message confirming we received it. Message and data rates apply. The scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. I'm David Schuster, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. This is Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
Spores and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Watch Oklahoma City play. You get nothing. You get a handful of nothing other than Westbrook. Their bigs are kind of icky and, I mean, just kind of stale. But they out-rebounded the Bulls.
By 20. And his canter throwing his weight around. Well, that's because you're playing your Joakim Noah passing center thing again. Tom, there's a reason he's bitching about the minutes limits again.
Yeah, so do you say, man? Well, you want to make sure you knew that.
Of course. Because no other coach has these minutes limits imposed because they don't trust that you're going to understand that there's another game ever.
That's
because
right.
You get in a game and you forget that there are more or other games because you get in one of those Thibs things.
Yeah, I thought
that's what they feel they have to because they don't trust you.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God, oh, wait. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Daddy's absolutely right about Mirotić. His 3-point shot is definitely going to improve. He's going to be an all-star someday. I'm convinced of that.
What are you trying to downplay on Mirotić, though?
His athleticism. I would think there'd be a lot more upside if he were more athletic or if he were 21.
Yeah, Larry Bird wasn't athletic.
Don't you dare mention him in the same damn
sentence.
Oh, boy,
now there's going to be a fist fight out in the hall. That's what happens
here. You're dragging Larry Bird into
just
this discussion?
But he didn't compare him. All he said is that Larry Bird's not athletic,
yeah,
and he wasn't.
Yeah, but he's still one of the greatest shooters.
But that's not what he's saying, though.
Lived.
All he said was that he's not athletic.
You know why Larry Bird can overcome a lack of athleticism? Because he was one of the greatest players who ever lived.
All right, Danny, do me a favor. Stay in your own head. Don't get in mine.
No, I mean, I'm clearly already in there.
But out of his pants.
Clearly you're not.
I'm David Schuster. That's not illegal here, though.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein that I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We've all banded together behind David Schuster and his cause. We are all with him 100%.
I like my guy. I like him a lot. I think he's a really good player. I think he's exactly what everybody said he was. He's a below-the-rim big who is primarily a stretch four. And if he can make a lot of threes, if he's going to make an all-star team, he's going to have to make a lot more threes.
Yeah, he struggles with that. Now, there's too many days where it's just like, oh, God, no, stop shooting. Now, say one thing for him. He's got the shooter's mentality. He doesn't stop shooting.
That's
what you do. I mean, if you miss four or five or six in a row, whatever it is, seven, you continue to shoot. That's his mentality. Nothing stops him, particularly as the Bulls are presently constituted. All I'm saying is that, yes, I understand he's not a great athlete. I get that. But the guy who's going to win this year's MVP is not a great athlete. I don't think. Yet he's going to be the MVP. So I think there's room
Steph
for Mirotić.
Curry.
Yeah,
there's room for him. I just think to overcome that, and you can. There have been all kinds of all-stars who've been bad athletes. But you had to be pretty special at the other things. You got to really know yourself, know your game, know what you can and can't do. And if you're a below the rim big, you better make a lot of shots.
Well, yeah, he struggles with that at times. Like I say, shooter's mentality to keep on shooting. The other thing is that he doesn't get necessarily a lot of attention when he's shooting. So a lot of those shots are wide open, particularly yesterday. But I want to see a little more of him finding somebody else once in a while. If they're actually going to come to you and guard you and have to guard you in big situations, I want to see you snap a pass to somebody. I want to see that part of your game as well. But, I mean, what he's done so far without much of a cast around him with guys that are just playing because, well, there's nobody else to play. I mean, he's a reason to keep on watching it because there's no other reason. I've seen Pau 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 do his thing. Joakim is, again, you correctly pointed out, playing point center. Again, I don't need that in my life much. But Mirotić is the guy that I just sort of enjoy. I mean, the rest of it, Aaron Brooks is running around scoring 20 on you just because he wants to. But he's an interesting project. There's a lot of stuff he lacks. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'd like my 6'10 guys to be a lot more physical than that. I'd like a lot of things out of him.
I'd like him to be able to finish against a guy going hard to the rim.
Yeah, that's not happening right now.
I'm seriously, even in Europe, against guys who aren't averaging the same heights as guys here, guys who aren't playing the more physical, brawling NBA game, even there, he was sort of a dainty finisher around the rim, sneaky, but he can't jump. It's a big problem. So make threes. Make all your threes. You'll be fine. But not being able to jump is an
he
issue.
Does, however, as he has practiced yet of knowing how to get fouled.
That's important.
He has done that pretty well. That is in his favor. That is in his corner. That's a check.
But you brought it up before. You got to be very careful judging somebody who has to score for a bad
Correct.
Team.
And
Correct. Right now, the Bulls are pretty close to being a bad team
yeah.
at the moment.
When he's got to dominate the ball in the fourth quarter
you're not
twice, then you're not really kind of on all cylinders, as we used to say. But it's entertaining.
This shouldn't surprise anyone. The Sun-Times has snapped into action, and Rick Morrissey has filed his column, Time for the Cubs to Speed Up the Clock on Chris Bryant. That didn't take long.
No, they've been doing the same thing too to the Cubs that they don't. They're starting to see it, but they're not sure yet. And I always got it, and I guess I see more of it now, but I'm yeah. still not.
This is the premise. Let's say the Cubs finish one game out of the playoffs in 2015. Let's say one personnel decision is the difference between a seat on the postseason sidelines and the franchise's first World Series championship since 1908. In our scenario, the Cubs wait a few weeks to bring up their phenom Chris Bryant, who goes on to be the runaway National League Rookie of the Year. They could have used his 320 average and power in the first 2 weeks of April when they started so slowly. He could have won them a couple games on his own. It cost the franchise a title. Next wow. year, ever on a Cub fan's lips, was here, but it was kept waiting. For further discussion, did I mention we're cruel? The sustained excellence mantra the Cubs management talks about so often turns out to be not as sustained as envisioned. The 2015 season is the Cubs' best and only chance to win a championship in the Theo Epstein era.
Hmm.
And one lousy regular season victory keeps them from doing in 2015 what they hadn't been able to do in a century plus.
Well,
now how do you feel about the idea of starting Bryant?
That's
at AAA,
a quantum
Iowa.
Leap that you mm-hmm. can't make. That's so that one game, all of a sudden, now you win the World Series. That can only happen between there, but you just get to that game and you're okay. No, yeah, I really, you're not in play unless you do, but come on. Come on now.
Bringing him to Chicago with the big league team in April would allow him to become a free agent a year earlier than the Cubs had wanted. But guess what? If you believe in what you're building, you're confident he'll want to stay a Cub after he hits the market following the 2020 season.
That's what you hope for?
If yeah. he's as good as you think he is, you'll outbid everyone else when the time comes. The Cubs have operated as a small market team the past three seasons with big league payrolls more suited for Kansas City than Chicago. See, it's the same tropes here.
It's not true.
Because they've outspent everybody internationally.
It's not true, yeah. Not true.
By the time Bryant's ready to hit the market, they'll be loaded with money, having shaken fans down for every last disposable dollar in return for the Wrigley Field experience.
So now that's no good either? Wow. Okay. Again, unless Tom and his brothers and his sister and other Cub officials are out there with a gun to your head, wielding you toward Clark and Addison. I don't think that's true, is it? You don't have to go. I mean, if you don't want to go, they don't say, I got you. I got you in the back of my car, and we're going.
And they're not going to make you buy things you don't
Again, you don't have to buy things.
If you want to buy a ticket, it doesn't mean you have to go there and buy merchandise, too.
Oh, my God.
Deuce and Dalton is on the score.
What up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Deuce.
Hey, quick question. Terry, would you share for the class at some point in time how your reflections on how DePaul got good in the late 70s, early 80s? Because if I recollect correctly, mm-hmm. between George Franken and Dave Corzine, there was a whole lot of bad. But somehow, mm-hmm. I don't recall it, if you could tell us, how the heck did they get Mark Aguirre, Dave Corzine, how did they get these guys involved? Was there a recruiter that worked with Meyer, or was it just Meyer?
Joey working with him. I think it was just Ray. I mean, you know, that's a great question, Deuce, and I'm not sure how it happened, but you know, that was a hell of a team. That 79 team, Curtis Watkins, and filled in a lot of roles, could do a lot of things from Thornton, and it was basically homegrown, as I recall. And look, Mark Aguirre was the pro. I love Dave Corzine. He's really one of the best guys in sports I've ever met in my life. Just a terrific guy all the way around. But let's face it, you get Mark Aguirre, who again was one of the best high school players I've ever seen. I don't know how many I've ever seen. At least at that point in time, they're better than Mark Aguirre. For the love of God, he was doing it as a freshman in high school. He was doing bad things to people. That's been so long ago. I don't recall Deuce any shady goings on, anything above and beyond the usual. I mean, Dave made his decision, seemed like a solid decision. And then I think everybody was, they recruited very hard on Mark Aguirre. They worked very hard on Mark Aguirre. And what a play.